I'm thinking about the next myth three, this notion that, you know, class is a unique environment and that what you do in the physical classroom is unique and that it's impossible to do what you do online. But yet, Rosanna, you did that and you did more.
Well, very wacky things happened. I was petrified to death that the excitement that happens in my live classroom couldn't happen online. And I have been blessed with students that have been creative, committed, very dedicated. I have a very high bar for performance in my classes, and that bar is clear in my syllabus. So people, once they see the syllabus, sometimes drop the course. But the people that stick around to learn, they are hardcore. They want to grow and learn. And amazing things have happened in the classroom in that environment. Everything from students presenting to CEOs in their boardrooms and doing things where the CEO would say, you've just blown me away. I want to hire you. To people coming out of the closet for the first time in their lives when their own families didn't know. When that happens in the classroom, you say, how could it happen online? How could it possibly happen online? Well, I'm here to tell you what's happened online has rocked my world. Amazing things from cross-cultural issues. Students that are in Australia, students that have just come in from the Far East, are suddenly sharing not only their own experiences, but taking positions that would not be typical in a classroom. You know, there are always a set of students that hold back. They're very bright. They're working very hard. But they are not aggressively in each other's face in their restlessness. Their restlessness, the aggression in it, comes mostly in the written work. Text changes all that. I have had students take on their peers in aggressive ways that they would never do in the classroom, because culturally it would be a natural fit to them. Then in their blogs, what they are writing about is, I never would have done that in the live classroom. I can't help but believe, Ted, that that experience means that we are building in those learners a set of skills, a set of confidence, and a deeper thinking ability because they are liberated. These folks grew up in the text environment. They're the reason social media is taking off. They feel safe in this environment. And that's a safety that no matter how skilled the professor is in the face-to-face classroom, they can never feel. They are liberated online.
Right. I love it. So part of what, when I hear you talk about this and reflect back on this notion of unique environments, like I think that this notion of on-site classes being unique and special, like it's something that, like, I think good educators, it's certainly something that they do. It's absolutely possible, but it sounds like you created and educators can create really, I'll be gratuitous here, uniquely environments in the online space, right, where you're able to do things that you couldn't do. It's almost, we'll turn the myth on its head, like, you know, that you were talking about, you know, this simultaneous text chat and breaking through cross-cultural barriers, that these are things that wouldn't have happened in physical space because of the masks that we're accustomed to wearing.
That's exactly right. And one of the things that I was really nervous about was being able to get people's blood pressure up. There are times when I think it is really important to have a healthy fear of failure, for really feeling responsible to the learning, to the team, to the process, to the classroom. And I can do that in a face-to-face classroom. I'm a trial attorney. I can make that happen, guaranteed, take it to the bank. I had a real worry about happening online. So I decided in my CEO model, I would start every single class at my boardroom roundtable with a shock and awe roundtable. And what that is defined in my classroom as, I say, you know, I've been thinking really a lot about that last discussion we had in our last session about transnational flexibility. Tell me the biggest mistake I can make in managing my transnational firm in terms of flexibility. And I tell my students in no more than three, count them, three sentences, tell me. When they do that, those sentences have to be clear. They have to be innovative. They cannot say, they cannot say, I think. They cannot be colloquial. It's shock, it's awe, and it shakes everybody else up the first time they do it. The second time, they're a little worried. By the third time, they are in the groove and they are taking chances and risks. The fourth time, they're writing down three sentences, reading them, so they have training wheels. By midway in the course, they're starting to get it, and what took us 30 minutes is now taking us 18. By the end of the course, I can go through the entire class of maybe 10 in about 6 minutes. What we developed is a real skill to think on your feet. Shock and Awe was born for the online venue. My students in their blogs write about it and say that it makes them nervous, that their palms get sweaty, and that their hearts beat. I can tell you I have done Shock and Awe now in the live classroom, and I physically get into my students' space. It's just not the same.